Texas is one of physically the most difficult tracks that we have all year, because you're doing 220 and your body is getting absolutely rocked the whole time. And the arm strength that it takes to hold the wheel and not be able to make a mistake is really incredible. Hey, this is IndyCar driver Connor Daly, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and the excitement, of course, as we kick off the summer is one thing people are excited about, that as we're hopefully getting back into whatever the new normal is, and excitement for IndyCar getting back on track coming up this weekend at Texas Motor Speedway. A guy that is on the line with us has got a great history and roots and family in racing, and gearing up for this first race back on track is the one and only Connor Daly. He's driving with Carlin Racing in the number 59. Connor, welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much.
So, Connor, this is it. I mean, these are the strangest times, and usually drivers can have their own personal circumstances that can run the entire gamut and certain personal challenges, but this is kind of something where it's odd, it's different, but it's a level playing field, right? Everybody's been dealing with the pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly something that I've never experienced before, and neither has, I don't think, any of the other drivers. So, it's going to be strange. It's going to be interesting. You know, there are only really a couple drivers, I think three or four, who have actually even, done laps on an oval with the Aerostream as well, that we've got new for this year. And then there is one driver who's literally never done an oval race before, and we're going straight to Texas. And obviously the rookies as well, it's going to be tough for the rookies to just jump in, because normally before Texas, we have the whole month of May to drive on the oval, get used to, 220, 230 miles an hour. But now, we're just going straight into the deep end. So there's a lot of variables, which should make the Saturday night quite interesting. But I know I'm ready for it, and I know we're all just excited to kind of get things rolling.
Yeah, you mentioned straight into the deep end. This is the first time the Texas Motor Speedway has ever been kind of the starting race for the season. And even though you guys are professionals and have done things at a high level the entire time, to just kind of get in there and do that, the learning curve, especially as you mentioned, there's some guys that have never done that, and it's some of the highest speeds on the circuit. So how have you prepared for it? We've seen the phenomenon of iRacing, and just, in some of our interviews with Juan Pablo Montoya and some of the other drivers, certainly on the NASCAR side as well, where, you can get, and I'm using the air quotes here, pretty close to, as far as performance and some of the experience side. Is that how some of these drivers are prepping for it? Or is it just kind of get out there, let your experience do the talking?
Well, honestly, the iRacing stuff that IndyCar did over the whole, last couple months, it's not really close to real life. I mean, I was just sitting up in my room, turning a wheel and pressing pedals that were, not quite as high of a level as real life. But thankfully over the last couple of weeks, Chevrolet, I drive for, Chevrolet teams, and they've, they've opened up their real simulator, that we use quite often, for development and kind of preparation for each race weekend. So thankfully we've got back into a little bit of a routine of starting to work on some development items for the first few races of the year, which has been really nice. That starts to feel like you're getting back to a little bit of normality here, but it's also still not real life either. So, we don't get any test days. We get it. It's a 1 day event, and I don't care who you are. I mean, Texas is a challenge every single time. And we've got so many new things that, unless you're really lucky and you show up with the car dialed in, it's going to be, one of those situations where you just got to be patient. I think you got to be respectful of what, how difficult that track is, certainly for the rookies and the younger guys as well. But I thrive on new variables and really interesting and potentially difficult situations. So I'm hoping to be able to take advantage of it.
Right. So the challenge, you look at that as an opportunity, right, to experience something exciting and new and different. You mentioned in the iRacing as realistic as they can get the visuals to be, as far as, the actual physicality of it and the pedal feel, it's all totally different. People, your average sports fan may not always think of race car drivers as real physical athletes, but it's a tremendous toll, and I think there's a lot of muscle memory memory that goes into it, just being in shape for it. You guys are in incredible shape. Talk a little bit about that. And is there a way that you can kind of replicate racing shape? I mean, you can run and do cardio and do pushups and all that kind of stuff, but it's a different set of muscles in different ways. How have you kind of stayed sharp physically?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. I think racing is absolutely one of the most underrated sports physically, for underrated by people who just don't know. Because I can't tell you to go out on your interstate and do 230 miles an hour pulling 3 to 4 G's, with no power steering in your vehicle. Cause you just can't do that. It's just physically impossible. And if you tried, well, you'd probably hurt yourself. And so that wouldn't be great. But for us, you know, I know that when I go outside, like I try to throw a football, like I know I'm probably not going to play in the NFL, or if I shoot a basketball, I'm probably not going to be able to play in the NBA, but you can't necessarily do that with racing, which is tough. So I think for us, we try to stay as physically fit as possible, but there's also something that a term that we use called race fit, and race fit you can only get by being in the car. And normally, like if we're starting the season in normal times without a, you know, worldwide pandemic and all that stuff, you know, we would have a couple days of testing, you know, in the car where we do, you know, hundreds of laps, getting our bodies, getting the cars ready to go for the first race of the season. But we haven't had that at all for the last 2 months. So we're literally jumping in. Texas is one of physically the most difficult tracks that we have all year, because you're doing 220 and your body is getting absolutely rocked the whole time. And the arm strength that it takes to hold the wheel and stop and not be able to make a mistake is really incredible. So we've been training hard in the gym, but there's going to be nothing like actually getting into the car and doing the race. So the first race is always the most difficult, and this is going to be a challenge, but hopefully once we get rolling, we'll start getting used to, you know, getting the race fitness side again.
Yeah, you mentioned kind of into the deep end and kind of trial by fire and all that kind of stuff, and some of the listeners have asked that, not only on the physical side, but this is something I think, I don't know if it's completely unique, but it certainly is there with race car drivers, is just that mental, especially on the IndyCar side, wheel to wheel, you know, over 200 miles an hour. There's got to be this mental focus that is kind of, I think, very unique to racing. And how do you replicate that? I was thinking, and someone had mentioned to me, you know, we've got our in-laws, you know, they're a little bit older and they do crossword puzzles to keep their mind sharp. Is there anything that you have been able to do, or some kind of exercises just to kind of keep that focus there? Or is that just something you'll just figure out when you start?
Yeah, it's just something that we figure out. I mean, that's why, you know, most of us in IndyCar have been racing all of our lives, and your brain is sort of built for that eventually. And yes, is it going to be difficult? Absolutely. I mean, our brains have to go from sitting in the house playing a simulator to, right, you know, going into, you know, space shuttle type speeds and G-forces. So, you know, that's something that, again, people just don't know, and people won't be able to experience, but we know how difficult it is. And I can't wait to kind of get back to that, I guess, mental level, because it's exhilarating. I mean, it is a lot of fun as well, but I just, you know, I also hope that people sort of keep their, you know, keep their heads about them and have a smart and safe race as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun race to watch. It's coming up on NBC this Saturday. Let the listeners know we're talking with Connor Daly, driver of the number 59 IndyCar for Carlin Racing. He's going to be coming up on Saturday. But your personal experience, your history, you know, your dad was in racing, your stepfather is the president of Indianapolis Motor Speedway. You've been in and around it in Indy your whole life, and has the Indianapolis 500 for the first time ever in a war situation has been pushed back, and it's going to be in August. Talk a little bit about how, because just that whole mindset of just the way that you train and get ready for a season in May, and everything that is so normal has been kind of jerked around. Do you feel like Indy 500 coming up in August, is there going to be anything different about it, anticlimactic about it, or do you think people are going to accept it and be as excited as they always are?
You know, I think everyone's going to be as excited as they always are. I think it's something that, you know, it could be even more climactic. I don't know. I mean, I think for us, it'll be a great celebration of kind of being back to, you know, hopefully more positive times ahead, being excited about the future. And, you know, having it in August means we have to wait less time, you know, to get back to it in May. So it'll be really interesting. I think it'll feel different without a doubt. It'll definitely be strange. but it's still the Indy 500. We know that. We know that it's going to be, you know, a proper Indy 500 schedule, you know, with practice, qualifying weekend, and race weekend. And I'm excited to, you know, to be a part of it. I mean, it's going to be very historic. It's going to be something different, but it's going to be something that I think, you know, there's going to be the first ever August Indy 500 winner.
Yep.
Which, you know, which would be awesome to be that guy.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for it. I think the fans are going to really appreciate it just because it's going to happen, and I can't wait for it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. As excited as all the fans are, and they are, it's going to represent, I think, so much more, certainly for people in Indiana, you know, from Indiana, but of course worldwide. It's that iconic event that I think is going to really be an example of America, right? It's Americana coming back. And of course, fans are excited for the future. The future starts now though, right? Coming up on Saturday, Texas Motor Speedway. You'll be there, Connor Daly, as well as IndyCar, for that broadcast on NBC. We'll have links here at WGNRadio.com. Last thing, Connor, for all those people that are big fans of you, what you do, the very cool cars that you are driving, and including some of the social media that you do, where can people go to keep up with your adventures?
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that. I'm at Connor Daly 22 on Instagram and Twitter, and I'll be streaming probably more racing video games and Call of Duty as well on twitch.tv/ConnorDaly22. But yeah, make sure to just check us out this weekend. I mean, Saturday night, NBC prime time. It's going to be really interesting. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, our Gallagher Insurance Chevrolet is hopefully going to be fast. We're a one car team. We're going to be a Lone Ranger this weekend, but it's going to be fun for sure.
One car team, they're in good hands with Connor Daly. So excited for it. Good luck with everything this weekend, and have a safe and happy start to the IndyCar season. Thanks, Connor, for jumping on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you.